Folks, this is the new Ringo Starr album.
Last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place for you. No need for war no more. Better things we're fighting for. No more hunger, no more pain. I hope I have that dream again. Can you imagine all of this coming true? It's really up to all of us to do. Just like John Lennon said in Amsterdam from his bed, one day the world will wake up to see the reality. Last night I had a dream.
All right, that's Ringo Starr. I don't know if I want to hear the whole thing, but I had a couple reactions to that. What'd you think?
I was expecting to be disappointed, but really wasn't. Wasn't really just driven away in the first few bars, which I feared.
Took almost half a song.
Well, I was, you know, it's palatable.
I was startled by the first words. He said, "Last night I had a peace dream." And I thought, that's nothing to write a song about. I mean, I know you're getting older, but then I realized what he was saying was, last night I had a peace dream.
What did you think he was saying?
I thought he said peace dream. Like
a peace dream.
Yeah.
Oh, like he was able to take a whiz.
Yeah, I mean, he gets up and starts writing.
I couldn't control my bladder.
Thank
now.
You, Avadart.
Yeah. I thought, wow, that's, you know, that's really...
I fumbled to the bathroom.
It stopped, it started, but eventually it all got.
Yeah.
Is there a pill that I could take?
But sounds good, and I guess that's Paul McCartney on bass from what I hear, too. This is
Paul McCartney plays the bass. Does he play the bass on the whole album, Pedro, or just that song?
No, only that song. He sings on another song.
That's rude.
Well, he sings on another song.
You he sings on a song.
Yeah, this song is called Walk With
So It. Paul guested on two tracks of the album, but wouldn't play on the whole album.
Nope, only two songs.
All right, what's this song called?
It's called Walk With You, and there he sings.
Ringo Starr, you can text us your comments, 24300. I kind of like that. Although, if you've got Paul McCartney to sing your harmonies, I would have written a better chorus. Would have made him work a little more for it.
Doesn't Paul sound great, though?
Paul always sounds
great.
Good.
Voice. Yeah. My God.
Ringo, that's a nice, nice. I don't know as I'd buy it, but I'd listen to it.
It's Joe Walsh is on the record.
No kidding.
Yeah. Dave now Stewart and Eurythmics is on the record. Don Was is on the record. Edgar Winter, Joss Stone, Ben Harper, Gary
Patrick
Wright.
In Bellevue, hello.
Hey there. You know, I've never been blown away by a Ringo Starr album, but at the same time, I have never disliked one either. They're always just great to have on.
Yeah, it's like, he's like the, isn't he like the healthiest Beatle at this point?
Just about.
Well, he's a low bar to get over, isn't it?
Well, when two of them are dead.
Yeah,
no, but I mean, Paul is doing okay, too. Yeah. But Paul is, you know, had the marriage problems. And Ringo, is he still married to Barbara Bach?
Oh, yes, he is.
Like, there was a time, maybe 30 years ago, when someone said to me, if they're going to have a Beatles reunion, they better do it quick, because Ringo is going to die soon.
Ringo was hanging out with Keith Moon on a constant basis.
Ringo was a raging alcoholic who was ready to be the next rock casualty.
Yep.
In fact, it was widely accepted that he would be the first Beatle to die. Pete Best was salivating.
Oh, man.
Not really. But, good stuff. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he's put out 4 or 5 albums in the last several years, and none of them have been bad.
Yeah, he's put out 2 in the last 3.
Really?
Who knew he would be the most prolific Beatle in the end? I mean, he's...
Well, it depends. I mean, none of the songs will be hits, and they'll sell 200,000 copies at Starbucks if they put them in there or whatever. But it's still nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. I wish my grandfather could have put out albums.
Did you?
It would have been nice for him.
Did you see the last
give him
All-Star
something to
tour?
Do. Huh?
Did you see that last All-Star tour?
The Ringo All-Star tour?
Yeah, All-Star Band.
No, but that I would love.
We went to see that last year at the winery, the Chateau Saint-Michel, and it's Don Was. It's Gary Wright. It's Bill
Legendary
Schwartz, and your winner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a phenomenal live show, and they're getting ready to go out again with the same band. And those guys, let's jump into a studio and make a record. I mean, how can you lose?
Ringo Starr. All right, do we have one more? Just pick one more at random, and we'll...
Okay, this is called Who's Your Daddy?
Who's Your Daddy?
Joss Stone.
You know I hate it when you're late. I know how you look when you're telling lies. You're arrogant.
Hey, you know what? He should just play drums and write the songs.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, that's just perverted. We were doing so great.
He's kind of like your weird uncle.
There's my hell, my ego's in the way of this song.
I like it, though.
When he first started singing, I heard it, and I thought two things. Oh, I kind of missed the Beatles so much that even if it was... Like, remember, they would let Ringo sing, like, one song.
I'd like to be.
And it would be like, it's a character voice, but not when it's on the whole album. It's a character voice all the way through. Anyway, but it's good. Great musicians.
Phenomenal band.
Our Facebook shout-out today, Ryan Fan. Ryan, he or she, is a big fan of our show with a PH, PHAN, Ryan Fan. If you're out there, give us a call. We'll give you something. Maura Gallucci has her eye on what's going on globally, nationally, and locally. What's the story?
Thanks to GEICO this time. On the second day of our state's legislative session, the governor is going to be delivering her State of the State address today at noon. This afternoon, she'll outline her plans to somehow raise enough revenues to close the $2.6 billion budget gap. And she said she wants to close some tax loopholes and she wants to avoid cutting some services.
But that doesn't mean you can tax your way out of this budget. You can't. It's going to be a delicate balance. So I will propose some very regrettable cuts tomorrow. I will also propose that some of these cuts cannot be allowed to happen and that we have to restore them.
speaking yesterday, the governor said she will leave the possible tax increases up to the legislature.
Right. So and then on the other hand, I will propose things I won't cut, which translates to taxes of some sort. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's up to the legislature. Do you think she's a bad governor?
I don't. I think that we have governor fatigue, like we had mayor fatigue with Mr. Nichols.
Wow.
I think she's had a pretty tough couple of years, everybody in office.
Some of it is what years you happen to get to be governor, isn't it?
Very true.
I mean, Obama is not getting, for the first black president, we could have handed him a nicer country.
If he'd have followed Bill Clinton in.
If he'd have followed Bill Clinton
raging,
in.
Peace and prosperity.
For a little while.
Anybody can dance that dance.
Yeah, but then 9/11 would have happened. Actually, that would have been really tough.
See, I think
especially him being a Muslim and all, who wasn't really born in this country.
Yeah,
you can't rewrite history. It just doesn't work.
I'm not a fan of the governor.
Yeah,
really,
but
not.
What did she do to cause the Sonics to leave? What did she do to cause any of the problems?
When you do nothing to keep the Sonics, when you make it hard,
could
it
have been? Could they have been kept?
We'll never know.
They were owned by a bunch of jerks who took them out of town.
We'll never know.
Yeah, it's Mr. Bennett.
And that was a city issue more than
right.
a state
issue. I'm a fan of blaming the people that actually do the wrong things rather than finding other people who are in charge to blame for the wrong things.
Well,
I know you like to blame whoever's easy target for you.
Well, I think I'll just keep saying that because I'm done. Are you? When you are on the picket lines with Boeing machinists three different times in front of cameras to get votes, and then the biggest employer in our state leaves town because the governor is perceived as someone who is on the side of labor and not industry, you've hurt the state.
You think she caused them to leave town, not cheaper work in a southern third world state?
I think that anything they have to offer, we have to offer, and we also had an experienced workforce, which they don't have. I think you could have done a lot to keep that industry.
How experienced do you have to be to build an airplane? I was building them when I was five. I hit the teacher with the airplane. It was accurate.
Well, you're a natural.
Yeah.
Come on. No denying that.
All right.
Well, Tim Iman is back at it, filing his latest measure yesterday. He calls this one the Save the Two-Thirds Vote for Tax Increases. He says this is going to be the fourth opportunity for voters in our state to require two-thirds legislative approval or voter approval for state government to raise taxes. We already approved the idea with I-601 back in 93, R-49 in 98, and I-960 in 2007. I-960 had a little loophole that because after it was passed 2 years gone, the state legislature can suspend it, which is what they are planning to do.
Wow. Why do all of our referendums sound like birth control pills?
The morning after vote. Great.
Are you 89? Are you voting for it? I don't know.
Governor Gregoire said yesterday if Mr. Iman wants to get involved and run for office. There are two separate manhunts underway today around Puget Sound. Two men were shot and killed in a home invasion robbery in the North Seattle area. Police are looking for three men who fled that home on foot, and at least one has a gun. Three other people were wounded at a shooting at McCabe's American Dance Saloon in Everett. That one happened when the staff was trying to kick a guy out of the bar early this morning, about 1:30. He turned around, pulled a gun, shot two women and a man. They are expected to survive. And the suspect may have driven away in a Jaguar.
What?
Guy got thrown out of a bar and pulled a shotgun. Went to his car, I guess, and pulled out a shotgun and you know, scattered, shot the crowd. That's why they
he
think
didn't
all hurt, will
he
survive.
Did, he didn't kill anybody?
No.
Three people injured. They think all will survive.
It was a random shooting.
Yeah.
And then he drives away in a Jaguar?
Yeah.
Wow. Tiger Woods couldn't be this far away, could he?
No. No.
Hey, what about the home invasion one? I was curious about that. The homeowner had a gun, and surprise, surprise.
Well, there were two young guys in their 20s who were dead, three guys in their 20s or 30s who did the home invasion. So I would.
The home invasion killed the residents.
Right, yeah.
They know at least one gun was involved. One gun did all the shooting. But
I thought that the home invaders got their. No.
No.
All right.
No. The guys who did it are out. Voters are going to decide this fall maybe whether or not we'll legalize marijuana in our state, not just for medicinal purposes either. Activists filed a ballot initiative that would legalize all adult marijuana possession, manufacturing, and sales under Washington state law. It would be the most sweeping marijuana reform effort in the country this year. Its sponsors include two Seattle lawyers and the director of Seattle's annual Hemp Fest. They call themselves Sensible Washington and say that in a time of dire budget woes, the government should stop spending money on police, court, and jail costs for people who use or produce pot. Can labeling someone really hurt or help them? That's an issue that's creating some heated debate among some of our state lawmakers. The Democratic State Senator Rosa Franklin says negative labels are seriously hurting our kids' chances for success. And she is proposing to rewrite all state law where words at risk and disadvantaged are used. She would replace those phrases and words with at hope. Yeah, it sounds a little corny, but...
When you take something that's already politically correct... You try to make it even more politically correct? What's the point?
Yep. Glenn Anderson, he is a Republican, says the potential of the cost of getting this bill from idea to the actual printing is way too much. It would be an average of $3,500, and he says he's insulted by the political correctness of it. And a little bit more from the McGuire story. The Missouri officials are applauding him for coming clean. And Congressman Lacey Clay from St. Louis said it's now time to move on. And he wished McGuire good luck as he plans to return to the Cardinals as the hitting coach.
And good luck getting into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I know. You like to stomp on people.
Oh, well, that's, you know what? I'll make my final
statement. For being human.
I'll make my final statement on this, and then we'll let it go.
Oh, I doubt that.
He wants to let it go. You know what? This guy, in the summer that he rejuvenated baseball, when he and Mark McGuire reaffirmed when they reaffirmed America's love for the game, when they had the home run chase, and they did. You can't roll your eyes at this. They did.
Okay.
I mean, baseball was doing horribly. Here comes this home run derby. Chase of the record. Okay, and it reignited America's fire for the game. And then you find out that the whole thing was a scam, and it was all cheating, and it was all doped. I mean, what does that do to the belief in the game? What does that do for your love of the game?
Well, the game has endured many, many scandals over many, many years involving drinking, women, adultery, domestic violence. I don't rank them. I just say it's a game.
It's a business.
And it's a business. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're helping me? What are you helping me for?
It's a business he's looking for a job in is right. The reason he came forward. That's the thing.
Why didn't he come forward when he was before the congressional committee?
Because he wants a gig with the Cardinals as a hitting coach.
And I would want him as a hitting coach. He's got the hand-eye coordination. He could tell people how to hit.
He's got the prescription connections.
Yeah, he can get them with the drugs.
And I hate the hypocrisy of the media, because at that time, everybody benefited from this. Everybody with huge ratings, celebrating that this was going on. Now, of course, when they don't have him anymore, they don't care. But at that time, everybody...
You stomp on him now.
No, it's bad Tylenol.
All right. Shane and Everett wants to weigh in on something, and I may bring Shane back after the break. Shane, what do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, about Boeing moving down to South Carolina, that it's just... I think it's really going to cost them more money than it's going to be worth because of all the training and stuff they're going to have to do to bring the employees up to the skill level.
So you said to Eric, it's really hard to build an airplane. You've been at it for years, and they're going to have a rude awakening in that third world state down there, South Carolina. They're going to find that them hicks can't build airplanes. Is that exactly what you said?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is anybody could do it.
I guess we won't be keeping you
here. I don't know if I'll hold you through the break then.
You'd be a little more inflammatory.
All right, but I'll tell you what. Can you come back right back? We will talk about it when we return.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
Start your new year off right. Take a break with an exceptional resort experience at the Four Diamond Tulalip Resort Casino and Spa. Call 866-716-7162 for reservations and hospitality the Tulalip way.
Tulalip, the number one place for fun.
Danner Boots, headquartered in the Northwest for over 70 years, were the first to use Gore-Tex liners for waterproof, breathable comfort. And today they continue the handcraft, durable, hardworking Gore-Tex boots. You'll find the classic Danner Quarry featuring Gore-Tex at all Whistle Workwear stores.
How often do you hear this around your house?
Mom, we're out of Rice Krispies.
Ever go looking for sugar and find an empty canister?
Guess it's plain coffee today.
Or has a soccer match in the house turned out badly?
Uh-oh.
Has your toaster developed its own ideas?
Don't burn, pop up.
Or just when you're ready to print that report.
Out of ink? Ugh, not today.
You never quite know when the things you need and use every day will be gone, run out, or get used up. But the good news is, you'll find good low prices on what you need today at Fred Meyer. So, when you hear this...
Mom, I can't find my jacket. I think I left it on the bus.
You can count on Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
Remember, your Fred Meyer Rewards card earns you points on just about everything you buy at Freddy's. Those points turn into rebates that spend like cash. Or get a Fred Meyer Rewards MasterCard and earn double points at Fred Meyer and single points everywhere else.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, everyone knows how much I love half-price books. The selection, the prices, the thrill of the treasure hunt. Well, guess what I got for the holidays? One of these fancy electronic book readers. I mean, what if you like to read in the tub? And it doesn't look like a book, feel like a book, smell like a book. I can't hide anything in it. It doesn't fit on my bookshelf. And I always want to turn it upside down and shake it to turn the pages. Yep, I'd be in hot water if I left this thing on a plane or in a hotel room. I'd rather be in hot water with a good read from Half Price Books. I know these gadgets have their place, but when it comes to good books, I don't want to download. I want to load up at Half Price Books. They have thousands of titles, too, plus great music, movies, collectibles, and almost everything's half price or less. You know, I think I'm high-tech enough. My toothbrush uses batteries, and my cell phone does everything but tap dance. Half Price Books, with 8 Puget Sound locations, including Capitol Hill and the University District. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Well, it was February 3rd, 2005.
It was the day Anita found out she had colon cancer.
You know, I have 3 kids, and my dad had died of colon cancer. And so I didn't think I could face my girls because they would get what it was.
If you have cancer, where you're treated first matters most.
I was in shock, but I'm kind of a doer, and we started, okay, find out who's the best. I called everybody that I knew, from nurses to friends that worked at the UW. I just, tell me the people.
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance is one of the top centers in the world. We combine Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and UW Medicine to give you access to a team of doctors you won't find anywhere else.
I got the best oncologist in the world. He said to me, I have a plan for you. And he was so positive. He said, and if that plan doesn't work, I have another plan for you.
To learn more, visit seattleCCA.org.
You know, all I needed was that hope.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-400-7619. For your free CD, call 1-800-400-7619. 1-800-400-7619.
Your dream of homeownership just became more attainable than ever. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the homebuyer tax credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyer tax credit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Oh, on the green. Nice shot.
Oh, thanks. I didn't see you there.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want to play through?
No, I'm not here to play golf.
You're not?
No, I'm here to help you save money on your car insurance.
Save money? Car right now?
Well, whenever you're ready. I'm local, so if you want Geico's famous low rates but want some personal service, I'm never far away.
Okay.
Oh, here, I even brought you an extra pair of socks.
An extra pair of socks?
Yeah, you know, in case you get a hole in one.
That's good. That's very thoughtful.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 253-584-7755. That's 253-584-7755. Or visit your local GEICO office at 12930 Pacific Highway Southwest in Lakewood.
Hi, it's Tony Ventrella for Northwest Home Loans. It's been a challenging time for many people, but sometimes challenges create great opportunity. Today, that opportunity is affordable home prices and low mortgage savings rates. Northwest Home Loans, a division of Cobalt Mortgage, has access to the state bond program. That means you may qualify to buy a home zero down. Here are a few recent clients.
I couldn't afford to buy a home a few years ago. Then this past year, I heard about Northwest Home Loans. I called them, got approved, and bought my first home zero down.
I'm actually working with Northwest Home Loans right now. I have decent credit, a full-time job, and it's been really easy. I'm closing on my first home zero down, and the sellers are paying my closing costs, and I'm receiving the $8,000 tax credit.
Northwest Home Loans is committed to helping improve home ownership opportunities here in the Pacific Northwest. Call Northwest Home Loans today to see if you qualify for the state bond program. You must have at least a 620 credit score and be able to document your income. Call 877-342-4646, 877-342-4646, or northwesthomeloans.com.
I want you to think about something. Your home, how comfortable it is, how energy efficient it is. Could it be better? Probably. Not everybody needs a new furnace or heat pump, but what you do need is a tune-up. This winter is going to be a little brutal. It's been hot in the summer. It's been cold in the winter. It's cold everywhere else. You know it's coming here. Call Evergreen Home Heating and Energy right now at 800-475-1744 and schedule a precision tune-up of your system. $79, it's money well spent. You'll save it immediately. Trust me on this. And they may tell you some other ways they can save you money. Maybe they can clean up the quality of the air in your home with an air filtration system like they did for our family. Whatever you need, whether it's an audit of your energy bills and find out how much you can save, or a tune-up of your system, or maybe you want to start over and enter the new year with a better efficiency, a better fuel, or a energy-efficient, air-efficient, heat-efficient, they can do it all for you at Evergreen Home Heating and Energy. The website is Evergreen Energy. EvergreenHomeHeatingEnergy.com, and the number again, 800-475-1744.
Chapstick, for lips that look and feel healthy. Never let your lips go naked. Always wear Chapstick. Do something good for your lips every day.
KZOK traffic.
If it's time for tires and time for service, they listen and they care at Elliott Tire and Service Centers. Coupons are available online at eTireAndService.com. On the 520 bridge, it is so very slow both ways. 405 southbound, very slow from Alderwood all the way down to 85th and Kirkland. 405 north and southbound through Renton Dragon between the Valley Freeway and the Coal Creek Parkway. And then up on I-5 southbound, slow from Alderwood all the way down to the Ship Canal. The express lanes are spared right now. And out in Issaquah, it's slow from Front Street up to the Westlake Sammamish Parkway. This, a traffic report brought to you by Applebee's and their late night happy hour every night of the week from 9 p.m. to close. Applebee's, I'm Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
The Bob Rivers Show.
And by the way, we're getting some text messages. We did not get rid of Maura. The Maura is here. She's fine.
Yeah.
It's Jim
That's
Maura.
What I
Jim
Maura.
Actually,
I know.
When I was coming in, yeah. Maura's out of here.
Yeah. What? Maura is here.
What?
Said, wow, I didn't
well,
even
we're giving
realize.
Her 12 million. What did Spike say to her?
It's Coach Jim Maura we're talking yeah. about.
I didn't realize I had pissed her off again. Pretended to be happy.
For 12 million, you still can.
Yeah.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK, a classic rock station.
Hey, Jip, we're going to build us some airplanes.
You mean like the Wright Brothers?
Like the Wright Brothers,
Jip. All righty then.
We got experience. We've been fans of the Wright Brothers for 100 years.
I got a welder.
All right.
That's symmetric.
So the guy, did he not hold, or did we dump him?
He actually had to go back to work. His next break isn't until 9:15.
Got
and
it. Understood. He was basically, I was trying to corner him into a tight corner, but he was basically saying that they don't have experience to build airplanes for Boeing in South Carolina. You were blaming the Governor Christine Gregoire, for Boeing putting production in South Carolina. Of the 787.
I was blaming the governor for taking a stance against business in this state.
All right. First, we'll deal with the can they build, by the text messages are good. The Hicks in South Carolina are already building a section of the 787. The caller is just bitter that they won the second line. Our caller says, John, are you there?
I am here.
John in Tukwila says what?
I say that the southeast part of the country is a huge aerospace base of manufacture and production, and they have for years and years, probably as long as we have had Boeing up here. And what the caller is insinuating or saying that they're hicks down there. They don't know what they're in for.
Well, that was me, actually, but I was putting the words into the caller's mouth.
Oh, good job, Bob. Well, that's crap, because they do have the base. They have the infrastructure. They have everything they need. They're building a brand-new plant. Do you think Boeing realistically would have spent as much money as they're going to spend on building the plant down there if they didn't think they were going to get a return on it in the long run?
All right. And a texter says those hicks managed to build rockets for NASA.
Exactly. Yeah. Alabama has the biggest aerospace and space manufacturing centers in the country.
Redstone
Alabama.
Arsenal.
Except that. And all those are true points, but nobody's quitting their NASA job to build Boeing planes. Those NASA people are still... Well, let me finish.
Yes, they are. When's
no,
the last
not.
Time NASA was on the news going anywhere?
Those guys...
Corsair in World War II, one of the best fighter planes in the country. The Corsair was built by Vought Aircraft Manufacturing in, I believe, South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. So they have the history.
And is Boeing laying off here?
Yes.
They are laying off here?
Yes.
How many people have they laid off?
All of them.
You're just making it up.
Yes,
know.
I am.
They lay off a few every month. They do it
a
slowly.
Couple, right.
More than a couple, but a couple dozen.
I saw footage, and maybe it was a local news channel just looking for the least educated class he could find, but they had a class down there. Boeing was teaching one, assembly, and they picked the biggest bunch of screwdriver-driving, teeth-missing, overall-wearing South Carolinians they could find.
Yeah, I used to work picking up garbage, but this ought to be a good job. I got benefits.
I saw this on the local news.
I'll do it down here.
Did you see it on our local news?
Our local news.
Of course you did. Yeah. Thank you.
They like my overalls. Aren't they spooty?
All right.
Plenty of smart people in the South.
And it's all Governor Gregoire's fault because she sided with labor?
I think when you take a position that you are soliciting votes by getting a photo op on a picket line three separate times.
So what?
So then you give the message to the...
You think Boeing said, aha, we caught the governor hanging out with our workers. That's our cover.
Really? Yeah, really.
I'm sorry. They looked at spreadsheets.
In a state that
isn't... Fortunately, I know this kind of person.
In a state that isn't conducive to business.
Okay. How?
They tax the crap out of business in the state.
This state. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
D&O taxes
we're not
state
conducive
horrible.
To business. That's why Boeing left, not because of
saying.
Our governor.
Why do you think we're not conducive to business?
Because we've always been that way. It's part of our heritage.
We've got a wonderful quality of life.
Yeah, no, we tax like crazy.
We haven't always been that way.
Yeah.
You don't lure Nintendo.
Oh, you're right. We got really successful in third world countries or third world states steal our jobs.
Well, we gave Boeing all kinds of concessions back in the day under, I believe, Gary Locke. Right. And Governor Gregoire said that when she went to the table to talk to Boeing, they said, there's nothing you can do.
They didn't want our concessions.
The mind was already made up by the man.
Okay. Onward.
That's also 2009. Let's move
on. A kiss was for the camera only. 8:41, 19 till 9. We have Luciana in the studio. Luciana, from time to time, comes to us with a list of people who want to be guests on the show, or opportunities we have to have guests. And we have to decide whether or not we want them as guests. And I thought it would be interesting for you to see the behind the scenes, because it gets feisty sometimes. Yesterday, Luciana actually, swore at me. It was really kind of
really?
Cool.
Really? I missed
yeah.
it.
I'm not...
Hot.
You're not my wife, you know.
I think they're jealous. They all wanted to do it, but I did it only.
Yeah, she swore at me for no reason, of course, because she totally took what I said out of
don't
proportion.
Don't worry, Bob. I reprimanded her when we got home.
Oh,
don't
good.
Worry.
I hope you
Was it a good one, or was it just a mediocre swear?
She was smiling.
Yeah, it was a mediocre one.
She was smiling when she swore, which is always fun. So there's a bunch of people that want to be guests on the show, and some that really kind of sort of want to be guests as long as... It's not an inconvenience to them. I'll give you the first one that's really a tough call for me. Please let me know if this works for you, and it's coming from a booking agency. You are booked with two Jackson brothers. I will let you know which ASAP. Wednesday, January 13th.
Tomorrow?
That's tomorrow. 7:50 a.m. Jacksons will call your hotline. It's like Jackson's will be, Santa's elves will call. We don't know which elves.
We don't know who. It's a mystery.
Which Jacksons is it likely to be?
They don't know, and they'll
Well, how many
like
Jackson
tomorrow.
Brothers are there?
Well, there were five. We know what happened.
Jackson
one of
Five.
Them.
One of them's dead.
Right.
Now there actually is Randy. I think is was numbered. There was a sixth Jackson. Michael's younger brother is also part of the family.
Now, I think it could be more because now they have kids, and it's like a reality show they have coming up. And I think the whole family is.
They're going to send us the lost Jackson.
All right. So anyway, so the Jacksons, a family dynasty, airs Sunday, December 13th, 9 o'clock on A&E. So that's what they want to plug, but. Then it says, please note, the Jackson brothers will not discuss the investigation at all.
That's fair. Anything that's in court, I mean, if you're lawyered
up. They will not discuss Dr. Murray at all. They will not discuss Michael's children. No disrespectful questions about their father, Joe Jackson.
That's exactly what we wanted to ask, right?
Well, I'm never disrespectful. But I feel like this makes you feel like, you know, you have to be really careful and just to do a commercial for their show. Mm-hmm. Publicist will be online and make me cut off if interview becomes intrusive or disrespectful. Now, what's the definition of intrusive? I'm the definition of intrusive.
Look it up.
I want to get questions. I'm not going to ask. I'm not mean, but I'm certainly intrusive. Would you agree?
Yes.
Hurry up, agree.
You're intrusive.
You've done harder interviews than that well.
All right, so should we do
as
the...
As a group, the show has
But
done.
Then what do we ask them? Because really the question is, how are you guys handling it without Michael? You know, does the investigation... I know you don't want to... This is how you ask the question. I know you don't want to talk about the investigation, but it's got a weigh on you.
We're giving stress and not talk about investigation.
Yeah.
It's going to be that same Michael. Every Jackson has the same intonation. And it's,
well.
Yeah, that's it.
It's been hard on the family, but we really...
Yeah, so I don't know whether we take the interview or not. Maybe we take it and we just do it real short if it's not going anywhere. That's another thing we're not good at.
Ask the uncomfortable question first, and it'll be really short.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, publishers will be online, and they'll cut you off if they don't like it.
Biggest entertainment story of the century. We got to take it.
The short message that you're getting here...
We can't talk about it. We got to take it, Sam. We got to take it, but we can't talk about it.
Well, the short message here is... You have a chance to interview some people who are extremely nervous about being interviewed. Do you want to do it or not?
Well, if it's Tito, you know, I want to do it. I'd love to talk to Tito Jackson.
But they're holding it out. It could be any Jackson.
Marlon? I'd talk to Marlon.
What's Marlon? I don't even know what Marlon?
Marlon Jackson, Tito Jackson.
Jermaine Jackson.
Jermaine.
Jermaine's been...
Those are the four.
Jermaine's been the most vocal, I think.
When do we find out which... And this is the other thing.
I'm
they
sure
don't tell
tonight.
Us which Jackson, because then we might look up information about that Jackson and ask into a good interview.
It's like one of those college essay questions when they give you four questions and tell you it's going to be one.
Yeah.
You have to study.
All right.
I'm sorry I studied the wrong Jackson. I don't know what to talk to you about.
Well, there's 20 things.
Right.
You work with the Rainbow Coalition. Oh, that's Jesse. I'm sorry. My
and here's how this usually goes. All right, we'll talk to him. Who's next?
Well... we had a musician last year in the show, and he is a great musician. But it sort of didn't click with the show, and I didn't remember that
okay,
part.
Okay, no, Joe next. Who's me. Next?
Well, no, he's
no,
a
that's
great
it,
musician.
That's it. No, 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 it didn't
and
click.
And he's coming with another musician that never was in the show that has played
Which
with...
Which Jackson is it? Is it Tito?
This guy is Michael Landau. He's played with Michael Jackson. Johnny Mitchell, Seal, James
Michael
Taylor,
Landau?
Miles Davis. Yeah.
Michael Landau is coming with this other musician. Yeah. Who's the other musician?
Robin Ford.
Awesome guitar player.
Yeah.
One of my
Both
favorites.
Of them.
Are they playing at Demetrius?
Yeah.
And they want to play a song at the end of the show?
Yes.
It'll be fine. They're great musicians. We love great musicians. All right, next up.
All right.
So as we give him time to play.
You almost wouldn't let her talk about it, too.
Well, that's because we've got
to
move this along.
Way to go,
Lucille. We're here all day.
Push back.
So this week you had an interview with Morgan Spurlock, the guy that did Super Size Me.
Right.
Remember? We did that last week.
Yeah. Okay, last week. His wife has a book about being vegan, and it's called Living Vegan for Dummies.
Living
you want to talk to her?
No, I have no interest in her.
All right.
Plus, I have a need to say no to something.
Fair enough. Way to float the turd out there before you
Living Vegan for Dummies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take the book if you don't want it, though.
More can have the book. All right.
Someone requested Everclear to come and play in the show, but they are asking for a phoner.
Everclear, this is the thing. We try to get a great band to come. They go, how about if we just roll over in bed and talk to you on the phone? Do we want to talk to Everclear? I don't think so.
Well, they're great. We've had Art play in the studio before.
He was
awesome. You know me. I'm the guy who says yes to everything. So it's hard to put me in a position to say no to what are they promoting? Are they coming to town?
Yeah, coming to town. Yeah. Like Santa Claus.
And they want to sell tickets.
Yeah.
They come in and play.
Tell them that we have a standing invitation to come in and play. But all we're right. not doing phone or interviews with bands that often anymore.
All right. The day before, they are in Spokane, and I think that's the issue. They wanted to, but...
Oh. They're in Spokane the day before?
Yeah.
So they're driving over the mountain straight to the theater.
That's why they
want
to talk on the phone. I don't know. Then the next question, which I always ask, is... What's going on with Everclear that would make for an interesting story? And that's what usually happens.
That's a no.
I guess it's a no, right?
Well, they haven't been together for quite a while, I think. They
original lineup
took a pretty
together?
Long break. Yeah.
And if there's a listener there who has a reason we should talk to Everclear, text us before the end of the show, and we'll take into account. Okay, is that it?
No, one more. Oh, you know Xanadu is in town.
Who is?
Xanadu.
Santa do? Is that like someone follows no. Santa and collects all his poop and you put it in your garden?
Otherwise the kids find out. But it helps to grow sugar cookies and candy canes.
If this will save the night exhibit at the Woodland Park Zoo, we'll do it.
Xanadu
is in town.
Yeah.
And they want to know if we want them to come to the studio.
Just like the Olivia
Newton-John. It's just two Olivia Newton-John for this radio station.
That's right. The worst music ever
time,
made is now on the live stage.
Most of the time I don't care if it's out of format, because if it's interesting or it's a great musician or it's jazz or something. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Mamma Mia and Xanadu, we have to draw the line somewhere. Okay. 8:49.
Thank you so much.
All right. Does that help your day?
It does.
Is it better to do that on the show than, like, have a meeting afterwards?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because in the meeting we talked a lot more about a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I had to move the show along.
All right.
In sports, we talked about the steroids already. What else is going on, Spike?
The sports were brought to you by City University of Seattle. Visit cityu.edu. Pete Carroll had his press conference yesterday for the folks down in Los Angeles. Pedro's got some audio of that. Spoke about the challenge ahead and why that was the deciding factor for Pete Carroll.
Today is an opportunity really to give thanks for all of the people in the university and all that kind of contributed to this time here. And it really isn't about what's coming up next, about Seattle and all that. To me, this is about today here at SC. These marvelous memories that we shared in the time that we were here that are unforgettable. Unforgettable and in the deepest of my hearts, the most cherished times of my life. What a wonderful world to be in, you know, as a coach, really. To have the expectations so high and the standards so high that one loss that gets squeaked out during the year just kills you. We were lucky to be in that situation, to have a world surrounding us that expected us, and the standards were so high, that expected us just to win every game forever. Why can't it just keep on going? Well, it can't keep on going because I can't pass up this opportunity that's come up. If you know anything at all about me, I can't pass up a competitive challenge. I mean, you could challenge me right now, and I'll go right now. And I'm nuts for it. And so what this next step presents is the challenge of a lifetime, truly, in the most difficult of settings, the most challenging of levels of performance, that it's just too good to pass up for me. I have to go.
I'm going to Seattle, people. You know how bad it is there? You have no idea how bad it is.
Yeah, you had 30 million reasons why I'm going to that place by the lake where I can drive my yacht to work.
I was going to ask Joe, because Joe was against them, but after hearing him sounding so excited and pumped, does it change your mind at all about him?
Well, this is hard. This is real hard for me, this whole thing.
This is like talking Joe into a guest.
Well, it is hard because I made a knee-jerk reaction, and I think I'm...
You created an anti-fan site on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been a Seahawks fan for over 30 years. I've been a season ticket holder for well more than half of that. And I've always been real proud of the Seattle Seahawks, at least ever since Paul Allen bought the team, of being a first-class organization, beside the fact of how much you've won or lost. To have Jim Mora come out and do a press...
What makes you a first-class loser, by the way? I want to know how you are, how you can be a loser and still be first-class.
Well,
we lost, but we lost first-class, baby.
Well, by doing it, doing it with your morals, I guess. What's that word that they're big on these days? Full transparency by.
Are you saying it's because we have no scandals?
Well. Yeah, what we by knowing,
he hates to agree with me even when I nail
by
exactly
knowing
what
the heck we're doing. I'm starting to think nobody really over there knows what the heck they're doing. When they have Jim Mora come out and do a hour press conference about the future of the team and what we're going to do, and then less than 48 hours after he does that press conference,
they whack him.
Whack him. That leads me to believe somebody doesn't know what they're doing. Now, I told my wife...
But they're doing it first class, not knowing what they're doing.
Well, no, that's what I'm wondering now, because I don't think the old Seahawks would have ever done that. I told my wife, I think we're going to sell our season tickets, and she jumped up and down with joy. But then I started to think about that.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I just started to think about how much work it's going to be for me... Not to actually be
home and not be at the game.
Well, not only that, but I'm going to have to buy a new wardrobe. Just about everything I own is a Seahawks jacket or a Seahawks shirt.
And you've already given up the, basketball.
Well, I feel a little bit like I felt when Howard Schultz announced he was going to sell that team, and I feel that way a little bit, and I think I know why. I have a fundamental problem with Southern Californians coming up here and wrecking our team, and it goes back to Ken Behring. I mean, it goes back to when the Nordstrom sold to Ken Behring. Ken Behring tried to move the team down to L.A.
This guy is just the new coach, dude.
I know, but I have a...
He's not Ken Behring.
I have a prejudice about
You don't
that.
Mind the Southern Californians who sold you the medicinal marijuana when you were down for the Dead Show.
Those aren't Southern Californians. Those are Northern Bay Area people.
Two different states.
I love my Bay Area people. I love my Mike Holmgrens.
I love the difference between North and South, too, which I wasn't counting.
I love that. Those football people I love. They're like almost like extended cousins for us. I just don't think it's the right thing to do, but at the same time, I've got a history of ever since I was a kid being a Seahawks fan. It's hard, and I think it's hard for a lot of people that way.
Well, that's what sports is about, sticking through it thick and thin when it's hard. Pete Carroll leaves USC. His speech was more about convincing them that he wasn't quitting for all the money than it was about talking about what he was going to do when he got here. But he sent us a message that he really is used to winning, he likes to win, and he'll want to win.
Integrity, that's the word I was looking for, a text messenger pointed out.
Is that a word that's hard for you to find?
No, that's a word that seems to be lacking in that organization. We were an organization of integrity up until...
What's lacking about integrity now?
Well, the way they summarily dismissed Jim Mora, which I'm not saying might not be a bad way to go.
Well, they gave him all his money, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they said, we've got a new general manager. The season was so bad, we're going to pay you, which is probably what it says they have to do in his contract. And thank you so much for your efforts.
And that's another thing.
That's integrity, if you ask me.
We don't have a new general manager. See, I kind of thought this would go the other way. I thought they would find a great football mind to do a search and hire a coach.
Someone's worried about you on the text. Stop, Joe. He keeps speaking faster and faster. He's going to lose his slow charm. You know, when you get angry, you talk fast.
Well, I am a little angry.
Here's what's happened, Joe. I think they already have a general manager in the wings.
Well, they don't yet. They asked Tony Dungy back in December.
But they must have somebody in the wings. They wouldn't have hired a coach without having the people they're considering for general manager say, yeah, that would be a good choice. Do you agree?
If they knew what they were doing, I think that would make perfect sense.
And that's a good question.
Paul Allen's, we've always had this image that we got the richest owner in all of sports. We got a guy who can be a difference maker. You know, everybody has the same salary cap to work with. The only place you can make a difference is what you spend on your executive branch. And he finally did it. He finally opened up his purse and said, I don't care what it takes. Bring me a marquee guy that shows the country we're serious about fixing this. He's done this, and now you think it's a bad idea.
Well, he did that when he brought Mike Holmgren in. It worked because he was...
And then Holmgren got tired of the grind. Holmgren got health tired of every day being a coronary experience on the sideline of a Seahawk game. So he's...
By the way, Chuck Knox was from Southern California, and Ken Behring was from the Bay Area, which you love, just so you get your prejudices in order.
Okay, well...
So it's 8:57. Still to come...
Worst part, by the way, while you're thinking about that, my Seahawks season ticket holder, license plate holder. I'd have to figure out how to take that
you're
off.
Not gonna, you're just going to have a beer and you're going to keep going. We know this.
My license plate rattles without it. So.
A scandal on The Bachelor, which my wife watches. Do you watch that?
Uh-oh.
You don't watch it?
No, I no.
I wonder if Lisa's turning into a coug. Anyway, there's a big scandal on The Bachelor we'll tell you about.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
You want to save money on your car insurance? Well, your local Geico office makes it easy. And it's just a stone's throw away. But that's just a figure of speech. Don't go throwing rocks or anything of that sort. Just contact your local Geico office for a free rate quote.
Did you get a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Fred Meyer gift card for the holidays? Use it to treat yourself or to get something your family needs at Fred Meyer today.
Hey, McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We give McNally these numbers this instant. We make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get the most 3G coverage in America and the solutions you need to do more. And right now, get one of our business-building smartphones for under $100, like the Global BlackBerry Storm for just $49.99 and the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve only $79.99, both after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon Wireless store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ today.
Check, please.
Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with email feature. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Hey, come on, man.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
me.
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
They're back.
Cheech and Chong are back on the road with their all-new Get It Legal Tour.
Oh, wow, man.
Friday and Saturday, February 26th and 27th, 8 p.m., Little Creek Casino Resort.
Open up in there. It's a city, please.
Cheech and Chong's Get It Legal Tour.
Hey, well, let's light it up, man.
Where the hell am I?
Friday and Saturday, February 26th and 27th, 8 p.m., Little Creek Casino Resort.
A night you'll never remember.
A night you'll never forget. Cheech and Chong Get It Legal Tour with special guest Shelby. Tickets are on sale now.
Fire out!
Call 800-667-7711 or online at little-creek.com. Just minutes north of Olympia on Highway 101. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
My life is not your life.
My road is not your road.
My goals?
My dreams?
May not be your goals and dreams.
But that's okay.
But that's
okay.
Because I've got a dream of my own.
I'm taking on the world a little differently than some.
So I need a class schedule that works with my schedule.
I need a chance.
An opportunity.
I need an option. Like Washington Online School Network.
Washington Online School Network is changing the way people think about school. It's a free online program offered by districts throughout Washington, and it's customized just for you, so you can learn online on your time. You get real teachers and real support to earn a real high school diploma, plus everything you need to graduate, including 24/7 technical support and assistance from certified teachers. Washington Online School Network is open to middle and high school students, and it can open up a world of possibilities.
I'm ready. I am ready to finish what I started.
So I go.
I go.
I go.
I go to WashingtonOnlineSchool.com.
Bills, bills, bills. Are you tired of paying 15 to 20% interest on all those credit card bills every month? Well, the time to pay off all those bills is definitely right now while mortgage rates are at historic lows and while you still have ample equity in your home. And at Tila Mortgage, we believe that the very best way to pay off all those bills is with a new government-insured fixed-rate mortgage that allows you to refinance up to 85% of the value of your home for bill consolidation. That's right, our government-insured fixed-rate mortgage allows you to refinance up to 85% of the value of your home to pay off all those high interest rate bills. TILA, spelled T-I-L-A, stands for the Truth in Lending Act and emphasizes our commitment to honest and ethical lending. We invite you to call TILA Mortgage at 206-766-8888. Again, in Seattle, that's 766-8888.
T-I-L-A, TILAMortgage.com.
get rough.
Hi, this is Michael Johnson, president of Rough Construction. Our company specializes in multifamily, condominium, and apartment renovation. Rough Construction has been in business for 23 years and have never had a single claim on our record. You can be assured we'll do the job right the first time and often under budget. Your homeowners, board of directors, and tenants will be pleased with the quality and speed of our work, as well as our excellent customer service.
This is Dwayne Hoff with Northwest Condominium Services. I've used Rough Construction for a wide variety of projects. Rough Construction's customer service is second to none. When they're dealing in a community setting, dealing with homeowners, dealing with boards of directors, all the right things will be said and all the right things will be done, and they will make a board of directors look good to the community and make the property management company look good to the board of directors. The work that they do is always top-notch quality.
Rough Construction, providing multifamily and condominium and apartment renovation for over 23 years. Get your rough estimate today. Rough Construction, RUFFconstruction.com.
I get rough.
Shane Company has been buying diamonds directly from the diamond cutters since the beginning. In fact, my family has relationships with diamond cutters that go back generations. Those relationships, along with our tradition of paying for diamonds with cash, give Shane Company incredible negotiating power when buying diamonds. With that power, we obtain the lowest prices on the highest quality diamonds for you, our customer. The inferior stones that we reject get sold to middlemen who add their markups, then they sell them to other jewelers. So, your choice is clear. Overpriced diamonds at the other jewelers in town, or the lowest prices and the most quality and beauty for your money at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Linwood between Alderwood Mall and I-5. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
In a state filled with sweet onions, minor league hockey, and a monorail, one new game dares to break all the rules. Meet Match 4 from Washington's Lottery. A simple game in a complicated world.
It's so simple and uncomplicated.
Yeah, maybe a little too uncomplicated.
Match 4 throws caution to the wind and money at your face.
Watch out!
Imagine picking just four numbers and winning $10,000. And over 15 Washingtonians win the grand prize every week.
Do you feel lucky, Washingtonians? Well, do you?
With the odds being better than any other draw game, Match 4 is sure to be the white-knuckle thrill ride of the year. Better odds, more winners. It's Match 4 Mayhem.
Overall odds are 1 in 8.7. Must be 18 to purchase. Be a smart player. Know your limit. Problem gambling helpline 1-800-547-6133. Visit onelottery.com for details.
In 1932, the first Danner boot was made, and it smelled of leather. Years later, Danner became the first bootmaker to use Gore-Tex liners, and those boots smelled of leather. Today, Danner still handcrafts their boots with Gore-Tex liners, and those boots still smell of leather. Danner, crafting higher standards. Try On The Quarry, a classic Gore-Tex lined boot at your local Whistle Workwear store.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO.
KZOK traffic.
Stay warm this winter. Get your heating system checked today. Visit evergreenhomeheatingandenergy.com. Still big slowdowns left over. Let's go to I-5 northbound, heavy from mid-Boeing Field all the way up to the 520 bridge. It's so jammed right before that bridge, and that bridge is especially heavy in the eastbound direction. We have a problem on I-5 southbound at State Route 104 that's near Edmonds. There's a collision that's partially blocking the right lane. Traffic is very much delayed from Alderwood down to that scene, and then very heavy again from Northgate down to the Ship Canal Bridge. Solid. Express lanes are doing fine. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle. Full digital audio stream now at KZOK.com.